A little eavesdropping could make some birds safer. Hello, I'm Troy Tarpley, and this is Academicast, brought to you by Texas Tech University. Texas Tech researchers have found that some birds eavesdrop on their enemies and use the information to find safe spots to build their nests. The study was published recently in the British Ecological Society's Journal of Animal Ecology. Ovenbirds and varies both build their nest on the ground, running the risk of losing eggs or chicks to neighboring chipmunks. Nesting birds use a range of cues to decide where to build their nests. Doctoral candidate Quinn Emmering and Biological Sciences Associate Professor Kenneth Schmidt wondered if the birds eavesdrop on the chips, chucks, and trills chipmunks use to communicate with each other. Dr. Schmidt says they choose chipmunks because they are loud and very vocal.
What we found after 2 years is that both the veery and the ovenbird, which is a strict ground nester, both responded by placing their nests further away on average from the chipmunk playback sites relative to either control. The distance that they moved away between the two types of treatments was, I think, a little bit more than twice as far in ovenbirds as it was in veery. So they both seem to be reacting, but the reaction is much stronger in the ovenbird than the veery.
Schmidt isn't sure why, but he says the veeries may have preferred nesting spots and are unwilling to move far away. Or it may be the chipmunk is a more important predator to the ovenbird than the veery. The quail population in Texas is disappearing, and researchers at the Institute of Environmental and Human Health recently received $846,000 to fund 3 studies to find out why. The bobwhite population has been decreasing for the past 20 years. Last fall, the numbers declined by as much as 80 to 90%. Texas Tech researchers believe disease, or a combination of disease and contamination, may be the answer to the problem. With this new funding, they will expand the scope of their current quail population screening for diseases spread by insects and ticks, such as West Nile virus. The funding is part of $1.97 million allocated to Texas Tech and Texas A&M University by the Rolling Plains Quail Research Foundation. Texas Tech History Professor Ron Milan has received a Cora Fulbright Scholar Award. He will travel to Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam in the spring of 2012 to teach a course in America's historical role in international relations at the University of Social Sciences and Humanities. Teaching is a passion for this episode's Integrated Scholar, Marketing Professor Debbie Lavery. Her dedication to the students has prompted her to embrace service learning in undergraduate research. Provost Bob Smith has more on Dr. Lavery and her work in the Rawls College of Business Administration.
Professor Deborah Lavery, a faculty member in the Texas Tech Rawls College of Business, is a well-rounded and accomplished professional. First, she is an outstanding teacher who has been recognized through membership and leadership appointments in the Texas Tech Teaching Academy. Secondly, she is the recipient of the university's Chancellor's Distinguished Teaching and President's Excellence in Teaching Awards, along with the Academy of Marketing Science Outstanding Teacher Award. Additionally, in 2010, Professor Lavery was awarded one of only 15 statewide Piper Professorships, which acknowledge superior teaching at the college level. If that weren't enough, Dr. Lavery has also served as director of the university's Teaching, Learning, and Technology Center. In short, Professor Lavery's primary passion is teaching, and the variety of business courses she teaches are seemingly limitless.
I teach a wide variety. I like teaching large undergraduate classes, so I teach our intro to marketing that all business majors take on a regular basis. I teach our promotions, which is kind of our marketing capstone course, where often I use service learning where students actually design a promotional campaign for a local nonprofit. And most recently, I've been teaching a doctoral seminar in consumer behavior, and then I also teach a doctoral seminar for the entire college called the Practicum in Higher Education, which is basically to teach our doctoral students how to teach well.
Speaking of service learning, it's one of Professor Lavery's preferred teaching methods, and she has integrated this approach into many of her classrooms. She also notes that there are resources on campus that help foster service learning programs.
It's the most rewarding teaching experience I've ever had because students deal with real-world problems, they deal with clients, but you also can instill a sense of the importance of giving back to the community. So I think it's just a very rich learning experience, and I think the TLTC has been invaluable in being able to help people understand service learning and pursue the scholarship of teaching and learning related to service.
The Teaching Academy, developed in 1997, is meant to demonstrate, support, promote, and recognize teaching excellence at Texas Tech. Professor Lavery is an active supporter of the Academy and the university's Teaching, Learning, and Technology Center, which provides numerous resources and learning opportunities for faculty and students alike.
I was an associate professor here at the time I became heavily involved with the Teaching Academy. And through the Teaching Academy, I got to know the folks at the TLTC and worked on a number of scholarly projects about teaching with the American Association of Higher Education and the Carnegie Foundation. Through that involvement, I became more involved with the TLTC and started as the associate director and then became the director.
Besides her notable abilities and contributions to teaching at Texas Tech, Professor Lavery devotes a great deal of effort to directing undergraduate and graduate student research, which has led to the publication of many research papers in leading journals in her field of marketing. In 2010, Professor Lavery was appointed Senior Associate Dean in the Rawls College of Business, where she is offering a new level of service to Texas Tech and the world of academic business administration. Reflecting on her new combination of roles, Dr. Lavery says it is expected that faculty actively teach and do research, all while finding time to incorporate service into the mix. All three components, she says, are very important.
Yeah, I think today you really need to do all those things. I think years ago you were really able to specialize in teaching or research or maybe service, but today the expectation is that you do all those things. So I think you need to learn to be efficient at all of them. And so taking advantage of places like the TLTC that can help with your teaching, your peers in your department to bring you along, I think is really important.
We would like to congratulate and thank Professor Debbie Lavery for all the great work she does at Texas Tech. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. Texas Tech will soon become one of a selected group of universities designated as a mother-friendly workplace. The Texas Tech Department of State Health Services has made Texas Tech a pilot location for worksite lactation support. Juan Munoz, Vice President of International Diversity, Equity, and Community Engagement, says the up to $70,000 grant will be used to renovate at least 5 rooms across campus by January 1st for lactation support purposes.
Mothers can do this in a room designed and dedicated for their comfort and their privacy. It's actually quite consistent with the culture and the values of the campus.
Munoz says the grant addresses an issue found in a campus study done in 2008 by the University Gender Equity Council. A task force will be formed to oversee the grant. Until next time, I'm Troy Tarpley for Academicast.